But it's way more to it than just the food for the day. There's way more to it than that.
I okay. The scripture I read said daily bread, but I did speak needs when I was talking. He'll supply all your needs.
I asked, what do you think about this? I don't need y'all to tell me what a book reads. Y'all been reading this verse
Oh,
for
that's
years.
what I, well, then what I said is what I said. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, give us this day our daily bread. Okay, yes. Both of you, I hear what were you saying? Karen, what do you have to say?
Okay, I believe it speaks about a deeper dependence on God and a deeper relationship.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's this is okay, I'm trying to get my thoughts together. Every day we need some nourishment. We need spiritual food and physical food. So every day we should ask for spiritual food, meaning the word. I mean, a deeper relationship with him is us. This is not just physical food. I mean, to me, it means having, getting more spiritual food, meaning more of the word, more study, more reading.
How do you come to that conclusion? How do you come to that?
Mean, that's the way I see it.
Okay.
Oh,
I see you, Demos. Did you want to, were you saying something else, Karen?
no. I like what Deaconess said, and I know where you was going to go already. Jesus is the bread of life, and that's a good one.
Okay. Now, I read in the Old Testament what Psalm says. And as you mentioned, Digamo, there's a lot in this simple verse. Okay. I mean, in these simple what, 7 words here, there's a lot here. There's a lot in there. One, give us this day our daily bread. Yes, I believe it addresses what our needs could be. You see, we could put the word need in there. I like to use the word sustenance. Give us this day what we need to sustain us. Now, when I put it that way, right, and just showing you the correlation between what each one of us has said, then it's more than just physical bread. If I need, what do I need to sustain? You know, give me what I need to sustain me, what I need to keep me, what I need to make it through this day,
Need.
physically, mentally, spiritually,
Yes,
what I need to
spiritually.
make it through this day. Okay? I mean, physical food would be easy. But and many of us, we get up in the morning and we may have whatever it is we choose to have for breakfast and we going about our business. If some of us who may be working, we going about our jobs. But between the time maybe even you leave your house, and for some people, even before you leave your house, you might feel overwhelmed by something. Maybe you got a
Something.
phone call and something's overwhelming you. Somebody you really know is very sick, maybe even passed away. Now your spirits feel low. Now your mental capacity is, you know, maybe a little low, but yet you still have to go to work. So, Lord, give me what give me what I need to keep me, what I need to sustain me, you know,
Be
to
through
make
this
it through
day.
this day mentally,
Yes.
to make it through this day spiritually.
Yes.
My belly's full. I'd have had maybe some bacon and eggs. I don't know. But mentally and spiritually, I'm very low right now.
Yes.
And it don't have to be anything that devastating. You just might feel, ooh, all of a sudden I feel a something. Maybe you caught the tail end of a news headline and that left you troubled. It could be a number of things. Like you said, mentally, spiritually, or physically, that we feel a need. So Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Now, still looking at this verse, take note. It didn't say, Lord, give me what I need to sustain me. Give me what I need to keep me. Give us this day.
Oh,
Give
okay.
us. Remember, this is part of what we call the Lord's Prayer or the model prayer. And one of the
Okay.
things the Lord is showing us that when we pray, we should keep the brethren in mind all the time. We're not the
Okay.
only ones, as he tells us in other passages of scripture. We're not the only ones that's suffering. We're not the only ones going through things. Just being a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, just being a believer automatically puts a target on your back. And not just on your back, in the front of you as well. In other
Right.
words, what? The Lord didn't say, okay, I'm gonna put you in the world, you're just gonna go. No, I'm putting you in this fight that is going on in the world. Why do you think he tells, he gives us this armor so we can just go around twiddling our thumbs? We are in this fight. I say this from time to time. We need to remind ourselves and remember that we are in this fight every day. Every day. What is our weapon of attack? Of course, the Word of God. But while we are out ministering the Word of God, whether your gift or your talent is to minister in song, is to minister in the teaching of the word, in the giving out of tracts, in the giving out of verses, in praying, or whatever your part is in this fight, you are doing that. And while you are doing that, you are also being under attack. Are y'all thinking about this every day? Do you realize that you are under attack 365, 24 hours a day? Do you realize that? The Lord
Amen.
knew that. He told you. What did he say to us? I'm throwing you out like lambs among wolves. What do you think the wolves are trying to do to you? Come and pet you? Groom you?
Mercy, mercy.
Even Satan himself said, listen, I'm going up and down in the earth like a roaring lion seeking who I can groom. Seeking whom I can pet? No. Seeking whom I can devour. That's what he's doing. He ain't make no bones about that. Wasn't no sense of him lying to God because God already know what he's about. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Oh, you got somebody out there teaching the word on the corner? I'll show them something. Get out here and teach this word in this 18-degree weather. I'll show you something. Get out there and try to teach this word when I got when the rain is pouring down. Get out here and teach this word when I got people heckling you. Oh, you ain't real. You ain't. I saw you last week with a bottle in your hand, and you get out there and try to do that. He got all kinds of ways that he did to try to deter us from doing that which God has commanded and commissioned us to do. So he's saying, yes, Lord, I know I'm going through it. I'm praying for my brethren that are out here as well. What also we get from this verse? Give us this day. This telling me that he's telling this is something that we want to do when we first get up. Give me this day. My day hasn't started yet, but Lord, give me this day what I need to get through this day.
Yes.
What I need to keep me, what I need to sustain me. He said, this is something that we should be praying for in the beginning of our day.
Amen.
Now, some of us don't feel as though we need to do this. And then I would turn around and ask you this is something that you may not even thought about. How many times have you even been awakened out of your sleep by somebody that wants to dump some of their stuff on you? You ain't had time to pray. You ain't had time to have your own individual devotion. You ain't had time to do nothing. Yet somebody wants to come and dump something on you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think Satan has this happen to you? You might not even thought about it because you might figure, well, this is what it is. But no, you haven't had a chance to even put your armor on yet by faith. Because I don't know about you, by faith, I pray every day the Lord would, let me put on my whole armor of God because I need it every day.
Yes.
Am I going to tell y'all that I remember this prayer every day? No, I don't. I may have been up for a while and say, oh, shucks, I didn't even ask right. And I'll ask right then and there. Because I know I need it. Because I know
Yeah.
that I'm under attack every day, 24 hours a day. So he said, yes, give me this day. Beginning of our day. It also gets us, it's also telling us we need to get in the habit of communicating with the Lord every day. Lord, I'm asking you every day to give me what I need. I'm talking to you every day. I'm asking you not to just give me what I need so I can feel safe. Give me what I need, Lord, as I go out doing that which you have assigned my hand to do every day. So give me what I need to sustain me, not just while I'm twiddling my thumbs waiting for you to come and get me. No. So what I'm saying is, also, a lot of us don't put a whole lot of stock in what a day means. A day is important, isn't it? Let me
Yes.
share, I shared this Sunday. Now, before I go any further with that, in the Old Testament, we read in Psalms 90, okay? We take note of how the psalmist is looking at us to think about our years, not just a day, but years. We're looking forward. Now he says, now listen, all of our days, they pass away under your wrath. He's talking about to God. We finish our years with a moan. What is he saying here? Well, yes, as he goes on and tells us, our days may come to 70 years. Not a promise that we're gonna get that we got 70 years, but it may come. Something that I used to share with some of my classes. As you're standing in the door, welcoming your classes, your students to come in, they have a seat and you may have given them something to do on the board or what have you. Once all of the classes have gotten into their classrooms, then we're able to come in and address our classes. And while I have them seated, a lot of times I would tell them very simply, especially this is our first day meeting, all of you have A's right now. Now, I was sharing this with our Deacon Mose the other day. All of y'all have A's. And everybody's excited. Oh, yeah, we got. I would say, but there's some things you have to do in order to keep this A. You have assignments to do. You have jobs, things to complete. And just because you do it don't mean it's an A. If I tell you to write down 10 sentences, and I look on your paper, your stuff looked like chicken scratch. I can't read it. They're not done properly. That's not A work. I want to give you an A, but you got to do the work properly. You got to do what
Yeah.
you've been assigned to do. Now, this is not A work. It might be B work. You're taking away from your A. All you had to do is do it well, do it correctly. Make sure I can read it, do it neatly. And yada, 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 yes, you've done everything well. You're still maintaining your A. You feel good. Well, I like to use that. And I'm not saying this is the way the Lord does it, but when he says, okay, that you may, all your days may come to 70 years, or by reason of strength, 80. I hope y'all nobody's under the assumption he means by your physical strength, as we pointed out earlier. If that was the case, a lot of us would fall short. And everybody that's in the gym every day and looking like Bobby Biceps, they got an edge on us. But it's not just physical strength, but that's a lesson we can go into a little bit deeper. The point we want to bring out here, okay, is that okay, the Lord may say, okay, I got 70 years set aside for you. But do you think that you're going to get to your 70 years eating fried chicken and French fries cooked in lard every day. You think that's going to help you get to your 70 years?
Oh dear.
Mercy,
You think that's going to help you get to your 70 years? Well,
mercy.
I'm only 5'11". The fact that I weigh 480 pounds, don't let that bother you, Lord. You think that's going to help me get to my 70 years? When
Jeepers.
I'm defiling the very temple that he told me to take care of? Does it mean that I got to be the picture of perfect health? But no, but I'm doing certain things and that I know I should do, and abstaining from some things I know I shouldn't. Well, yeah, Lord, I know. Okay, I found out that I got type 1 diabetes, but these doctors don't know everything. If I choose to just eat me a slice of pie every day, that's my business.
Oh
Doctors don't
dear.
know everything. At least I didn't eat the whole pie.
Mm-mm.
Some of us do like the guy said. Well, listen, his wife told him, "You're going out. You know you're on your diet. And I know you love your pizza, but you can only have two slices a day, only two." He said, "Okay." And he goes out, goes to the pizzeria, orders a nice large pizza, and he tells the guy, the owner, said, "Listen, only slice it in two, in half." So my wife said,
Oh my gosh.
"I can only
Oh
have two
dear.
slices of pizza a day. So
Oh.
just cut it in half. I don't want no 8-10 slice. Just cut it in half.
Oh.
And I'll eat my two slices that I've
Oh
done it out
dear
there."
goodness. Oh no.
So I mean,
Oh
he know he ain't
dear.
right.
He was not.
But that's what he
Oh
wanted
dear.
to do. See, there's
Oh.
some things we know. And the Lord understands that. He gives us certain directives as far as taking care of. So he didn't say you don't exercise. He said exercises avail of little. Okay? It has some value to it. Okay? So we're going on with that. But I want you to take note that he's asking us to, I mean, we're not asking us, allowing us to project further into our lives. But we notice in the New Testament, he's asking us every day to pray for a daily bread. And a lot of us take a day for granted. But we realize when it comes to a day, one, there's 365 of these days in 1 year. There are 28 to 31 days in a month. 24 hours in 1 day. 1,440 minutes in 1 day. 86,400 seconds in 1 day. A whole lot can happen in these times in 1 day. God gave them what? Manna every day. He didn't say store this up for the week, store it up for the year. Those who didn't, who tried to store this up, what happened to
It
their man?
went bad.
That's a waste of faith. Haven't I been taking care of you every day? I want you to talk to me every day. I want you to
Every day.
believe in me every day. I want you to trust in me every day. So that's why I want you to pray every day.
Every day.
Every day. This is what I want you to do. And start your day off talking to me.
Yeah.
Start your day off asking me to keep you every day.
Every day.
So yes, when we read in this model prayer, give us this day, as everyone had pointed out valuable points in this, in these few verses. And again, even as Deacon Mose pointed out, there's a whole lot. There's a whole lot in these handful of verses, handful of words here. As we just seen, we're praying for others as well as ourselves. We're
Yes.
asking the Lord to give us what we need to get through each and every day. He didn't say, "Listen, I want you to pray on Sunday for the whole week." Every day, give me what I need, Lord. Every day. I need you. What did the psalmist say? I need you every hour.
Yes.
Every day. I need you every hour. He said, the Lord has said, you talk to me every day. I'm with you from the beginning of the day. I'll give you what you need to get through. You ask me? He said, you ask me, go ahead. I don't hold back. I upbraid him not. I'll give you what you need. I promise to. Lord said, I promise to supply your needs. So yes, give us this day our daily bread. I'm praying, Lord, that you allow me to make it to these 70 years. And hey, that you give me the strength, renewing my strength every day that I might make it even to the 80,
Yes.
even longer. Okay? But let me focus day by day.
Day by day.
Now, I know you teachers, even in James, you know, Lord, if you allow me, we'll do something and such. We make plans for days, weeks, maybe months, maybe even years up the road, believing, praying that the Lord will allow us to get there. We understand we may not. Don't mean I shouldn't plan. I'm asking the Lord for these. He didn't say I shouldn't. So I'm asking for that. You said I don't have because I don't ask. Well, Lord, I'm asking you to allow me to make it on this trip, to take that
Yes.
vacation,
Yes.
to do this, you know. So yes, I'm asking you, Lord, to allow me to do that. Just as sure as I'm asking you, Lord, to keep not just me, but all of those in the household of faith with me. Prayers are like that.
Yes.
So what do you have to think about this? Give us this day our daily bread. What we've been sharing thus far, has it given you any more illumination into this verse? Anything, maybe one thing we mentioned that you hadn't thought about? And I hope it did. I mean, it's kind of rhetorical. You don't have to answer that. I'm just throwing that out there. We're hoping, okay, then when we take into consideration what the Lord is teaching us, it's not so much literally we have to pray it like that, but he's teaching us. As has been pointed out, when he says, give us this day our daily bread, we're not asking you, Lord, to give us, a loaf of Stroman's every day. But Lord, give us what we need to make it through this day.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Yesterday is gone. We can't bring it back no matter what we do. It's gone. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But like the songwriter said, we know who holds tomorrow. We put our trust in. But this day, Lord, this day,
This time.
give us what we need. And I'm not selfish, though. You told me don't be selfish. Don't just think about yourself. Think about your fellow yokemen, your fellow believers that are in the trenches with you. They may not be right there, right next to you, shoulder to shoulder, but they're fighting like you're fighting. They're struggling like you're struggling. They're under attack just like you're under attack. Keep them in prayer also. Lord, just like you're keeping me, I pray that you keep all the rest of those that are in the household of faith. Keep them as well.
Yes.
Any questions, comments?
No, but I'll say you something that's not pertaining to this, but about blessings when we get a chance.
You have a chance.
You a lot of times we mess up our own blessings by being, like you just said, selfish. And we got to look out for the brethren. I give that example today. It was a gentleman, a young fella. He was sitting on the steps, and you could tell he was a little destitute. But he was playing with his cigarette stuff, trying to smoke the last of the tobacco. And he had a little bit of trash with him. That don't bother me. Anybody can sit on the steps. But what took me out, he had like three little things of trash next to him. So he got done playing and he got ready to leave. The young fella picked up all his trash and was getting ready to leave. I opened the door and said, "Yo, my man, thank you for taking your trash with you." He said, No, I don't do that. I take my trash with me." I said, "Let me ask you something. You want something cold to drink? Want some water, some tea?" He said, "Yeah, can I get a tea?" I gave him two teas. A lot of times we be so selfish. I don't want you sitting on my step. For what? It ain't bothering nobody. It ain't bothering nobody. So understand, just don't mess on there. I'm not like that. People mess up their own blessings through selfishness. I just want to bring that up.
Yeah. And yeah, and I think that's right in line with what, it's in line with what we've been saying. The Lord is showing us an example. Give us this day. I mean, not just think, again, not just thinking of yourself.
Exactly.
Give us this
Other
day.
people,
Yes. There's a lot of the brethren out here on the battlefield, out here in the war zones, out here fighting. Not just the same fight that we're all fighting for souls, but dealing with their own individual battles as well.
Sure.
A lot of us have our own individual battles. Paul showed us that, that thorn he had in the flesh, but yet he still continued to minister. Go ahead, D. Oh.
You brought up another thing, Pastor, but very few people understand this because they never read the Bible. I'm not trying to be funny, but Paul and John Mark had odds with each other because they didn't go. John Mark didn't go with Paul on that first journey he wanted to go to, so that's why Paul took Silas. Paul and Silas became notarized, but that would have been Paul and Mark. But John Mark didn't want to go with him on that first journey. So he said, well, you stay on the side, then I'll take Silas. And that's how Paul and Silas became so renowned.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of times the brethren don't even sometimes meet in the same, yeah, these are men of God, but they didn't meet on the same accordance, if that's what you want to say. So he said, okay, then you don't want to go. You sit this one out, me and him will go. And just like Barak and Deborah. Since Silas went with Paul, Silas got the more the notoriety than Mark. You see that scenario? People, you got to read it though, to understand it. But
Wait a
don't
minute.
nobody. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting points. Interesting points.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Okay, y'all are easy tonight. Well, again, there's a lot. Listen, we only touched on some of them. And we only looked at two portions of scripture. We know that there are other scriptures that supports, us looking and asking and even looking forward to things that we would like to happen further up the road. Like I said, it could be a trip, it could be a vacation, it could be many things that we look forward to. Oh Lord, I can't wait for my child to become a teenager. I can't wait. These things we are hoping and praying for. Okay. And here, and like we said in the Old Testament, he's mentioning about how our days go by, how they turn into years and all of that. He's looking at that. There's a lot of things we can look at, not take it for granted that we got to get there, but hoping, believing that we will. And then walking in that belief. That's what's so important. That's what's so important for a lot of us. I hear many of us often say that, Lord, I believe, and as I've been saying recently, just sharing with Deacon Moses, a lot of us talk about we believe God. We believe in God, but a lot of us act like we don't believe him. We say, I believe in God, but the same God told me, listen, you pray for daily bread, and before you undertake to do anything, you say, well, Lord, if the Lord wills or the Lord allows, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll go there, I'll go that place. Don't just take for granted. I hear so many people say, yeah, I'm going, I'll see you next week. Will you? You sure?
Hey, Lord willing, we'll see each other because we don't know.
And that's not being funny and it's not doubt. But we, I, you know, a lot of times we don't realize it, but we're not giving God his proper due. He's already told us now, you pray for daily bread. You pray for daily bread. You pray for what you need to get through every day. I allow you to open up your eyes on this side of glory. You pray that, Lord, as I go through this day, keep me. And not just me, Lord, all of us in the household of faith. that are going about those things that you have assigned our hands to do. Again, any questions, comments?
When we get done, Pastor, I got a good thing to talk to you about. I
Okay.
came on a thing last night. You're gonna like this one.
Okay. Well, if there are no more questions or comments, somebody want to close us out in prayer? Anyone?
Well, we just had the model prayer. We were just talking about it. We in it.
Okay. Well, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this time that you've given us to allow us, Lord, to be able to look into your word, to share our thoughts and ideas. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you have illuminated us and granted us the wisdom and understanding to even rightly divide your word. We thank you for allowing us to look into it, Lord, and see things old as well as things new. And we pray, Father, that as we continue on, Lord, that we can do so living and walking in your spirit, that you might get the glory out of our life living, and that those who see us, Father, be able to see you through us. This we do pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, everybody.